Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know some years ago, a friend of mine was going to a seminary, very different place than where I was going. And he was getting some things I wasn't getting in my courses, and I wanted to find out about them. So I asked him, I said, what do you believe about this particular thing? He said, well, in our course, such and such, Dr. So-and-so stated such and such and such and such. I thought, okay. He said, but other Dr. So-and-so stated other such and such. And he said, but also third Dr. So-and-so, he stated such and such position, and then also, and I mean, you know, this thing's all over the place. I said, okay, what do you believe? Back to the first question. He said, well, I see some merit in first Dr. So-and-so's position, but I also see some merit. And I'm thinking while he's talking, I hope you don't have to stand on that anytime soon, because you don't have a clue what you believe. See, people have thought because I'm aware of all these different positions, it makes me something. All it makes you is confused. You got to decide what you believe. Did you hear me? And that should be what this book said. And forget about the rest. Or that's why you're going to be unstable. And you're going to be doubting and wavering and worrying. You got to narrow it down to the single. I've heard people say, well, y'all are just narrow. Narrow. Yeah, and saved. The Bible says straight is the way and narrow. There is a broad way. Goes to destruction. And there's a whole bunch of people on it. Well, I just believe there are many ways to salvation. Well, you believe wrong. There's one way. Jesus is the only way. Well, what about all these other religions? One way. You can't believe it all. The Bible said, Jesus said, there's only one way to the Father, and that's through Him. Amen. Now, if you're a Christian, you believe that. If you don't believe that, you're not a Christian. I don't care where you go to church. One way. Somebody say one way. There's just one way. Single. Is it God's will to heal or not? Yes. If you're still debating about it and reading books and discussing it and kicking it around, well, you can't have faith to be healed. Impossible. You got to get settled. Is it or is it not? I'm glad I'm settled on it. Yes. Is it God's will for you to prosper? Yes. Or not? Yes. Or maybe in between? No. Or sometimes and nobody knows? Is it or not? Yes. You got to get settled. Settled. Don't let somebody else, you know, be settled for you. You can't. Get it for yourself. Amen. Don't take what anybody says, me included, and just swallow it and that's it. No. How many remember Jesus out in the wilderness, tempted of the enemy? Did you notice what he didn't say? When he's tempted and the enemy comes even quoting him scripture, he didn't say, well, now this is what we believe down at the synagogue. He didn't say, well, this is what Rabbi so-and-so preaches. What did he say? It is written. He knew it for himself. He wasn't confused about it. You got to know. No think so. No. Matthew 6, are you there? Skip on down, verse 25. Now I'm going to read this to you out of the New Living. I like the way it's worded. Matthew 6, 25. Jesus is talking, right? He said, so I tell you, don't worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food or drink or clothes. Doesn't life consist of more than food and clothing? Look at the birds. They don't need to plant or harvest or put food in barns because your heavenly Father feeds them. And you're far more valuable to Him than they are. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? I know that may be a little bit different from King James, but if you look it up, most of the other translations have it that way. It's about adding even a few moments to your life. Did you hear that now? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Then why do it? Has any mother worried their child well? Has any daddy ever worried the account full of money? Then why do people do it? Have you ever worried a wayward child or grandchild or relative back to the Lord? Has it ever happened? Can you do it? Can you worry intensely enough that something happens supernaturally and people get delivered and healed? Say it out loud. Worry doesn't work. So why do it? Now, a lot of times people would say, I can't help it. What do we know? That's not true. Jesus would have known if we couldn't help it. And he wouldn't have told us to do it without exception. Don't worry. So why do we do it? Why would anybody do it? Or maybe it's a better thing. Why are millions doing it? Did you know not only does worry not work, worry makes it worse. Yes. Much worse. And the more you worry, the worse it makes it. Everybody say those two things out loud with me. Worry doesn't work.
Worry doesn't work.
Say it again.
Worry doesn't work.
Close your eyes and say it. Worry doesn't work. What does worry do? Worry makes it worse. Say it again. Worry makes it worse. That's why the Lord told us don't do it. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Let's say me worrying about the church. Could it benefit you? What if I worry and stay up nights and worry about the finances of this church or about the children's facility or the youth? Where are we going to get it? Where is it going to come from? How's it going to work? Did you know that our society views that as noble? He's a fine man. He really takes his job seriously. He worries about it all the time. Well, he's a doubter and a Bible disobeyer. I don't think that makes a good preacher. A Bible ignorer? Doubting didn't make you a good preacher or a good believer or a good Christian. Can you feel how much tradition there is around this? I mean, people are attached to their worry. They're like, you talking about my worry? That's my worry. We've been hooked up a long time. I know it. Do you want to be separated from it? Do you want to be without a doubt? Do you want to be without a worry? You got to get serious about it. And if you've been doing something the same way all your life, it's going to take some change. It's going to take something radical. Turn you around. That's why you'll just slip right back into the way you've always done it. Say it again. I don't worry
about anything.
Ever. I just don't worry. That's a good first start. Just saying that. And keep on saying it. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Of course not. And why worry about your clothes? You ever worried any new clothes into the closet? Huh? No, and you never will. I tell you what you will do is make everything worse. By worry. Look at the lilies, he said, how they grow. They don't work or make their clothes. Verse 31, so don't worry. He keeps saying it. Who's talking here?
Jesus.
Don't worry about having enough food or drink or clothes. Why be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? Now let's just stop right here. There are a lot of Christians who actually act holier than thou about somebody smoking a cigarette or drinking a beer or using a cuss word. You want to know what's really worldly? Worry. I'm serious. People get hung up and make a big deal out of some of these things. A lot of it just amounts to physical habits. This is spiritual. This is core.
Thank you, Lord.
Did you hear me now? We got no business with it. Worry is spiritual contraband. You get pulled over by the Holy Ghost and he catches you with worry, you in trouble. You're not going to receive anything. Do not pass go. Do not collect $100. Go straight to jail. Get nothing. Says, uh-oh. 10 pounds of worry right here in the back seat. Yeah. And what are you going to say as a believer? It's not mine. I don't know where that worry came from. It's not mine. Now he done gone to lying. And we found some lies in there too. Oh no. They don't receive anything. Worry, spiritual contraband. So don't worry. Jesus says it again. This is the second time. He said, don't be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things. I mean, it's understandable that unsaved people worry. That don't know God and don't have faith. But it is not understandable that you and I worry just like they do. That's not understandable to the Lord. Your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs, and he'll give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. Amen. Verse 34, so don't worry. Amen. That's the third time Jesus said it. Did he say try not to?
No.
Did he say do your best?
No.
What did Jesus say?
Don't worry.
Don't worry. Now, if you had any doubt about it before this morning, that's over. You know, the Lord told you and me not to do it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, No Worries, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104B. That's R1104B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.